And after a low, now it looks like a 53, it is 54 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. In the Middle East, the U.S. sending in more military might as published reports say Iran is planning an attack on Israel in days.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East. He's also accelerating the deployment of the USS Abraham Lincoln, an aircraft carrier strike group. That's according to a statement by the Pentagon as Israel braces for a possible attack by Iran. Iran blames Israel for the assassination of a Hamas political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, in Tehran. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
In the race for the White House, Democrat Kamala Harris rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and is facing criticism for touting an idea of former President Trump's no taxes on tips for service workers. In Uvalde, Texas, the city releasing police body cam footage, officer text messages, and other documents from that day, most of it confirming that the police response in May of 2022 was full of confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay. 19 students and two teachers killed. This is ABC News. Hundreds of firefighters in Greece trying to get control of a forest fire burning on the northern edge of Athens. A children's hospital has been evacuated. The Paris Olympics have officially wrapped up, but still up in the air. The bronze medal worn by American gymnast Jordan Chiles. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The controversy began last week when Chiles took fifth place. Her coach appealed the score, and the so-called scoring inquiry was a success. Chiles was bumped from fifth place up to bronze and celebrating an all-black podium with Simone Biles, Brazil's Rebeca Andrade. But this weekend, a bombshell announcement. An independent arbitrator said that scoring inquiry from Chiles' coach last week was made 4 seconds too late. Inquiries must be made within 1 minute of the performance. Chiles, heartbroken, and USA Gymnastics late yesterday fighting back,
saying it now has video evidence that the appeal was submitted in time. Paris officials also say they arrested a man spotted climbing the Eiffel Tower just hours before the closing ceremonies. He was caught halfway up. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Cincinnati Reds beat Milwaukee 4-3 to snap the National League Central leading Brewers' five-game winning streak. The Reds avoided a sweep and beat the Brewers for just the 13th time in their last 47 meetings. Tyler Stevenson homered for the Reds, and Joey Ortiz had a two-run shot for the Brewers. Cincinnati broke a three-all tie in the seventh inning as Spencer Steer's bases-loaded sac fly scored a run. Elsewhere yesterday in baseball news, from the National League, Miami 7 and San Diego 6. Colorado beat Atlanta 9-8. Arizona 12-5 over Philadelphia. The Dodgers 6 and Pittsburgh 5. In the American League, Tampa Bay 2, Baltimore 1. Oakland 8-4 over Toronto. It was Houston 10, Boston 2. The Yankees 8-7 over Texas. And Cleveland got the win against Minnesota 5-3. Angels 6, Washington 4, Detroit 5-4 over San Francisco, Seattle 12-1, winning yesterday against the Mets. And from the National Football League, some preseason action, Denver 34, Indianapolis 30, and the LA Rams beat Dallas. That final score was 13-12. And that's an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Our team of certified lactation counselors at the Richland Hospital and Clinics will tell you breastfeeding is a learned skill. New babies and moms sometimes have trouble finding a position that works for them. With practice and support, most mothers can breastfeed successfully. As part of National Breastfeeding Month, our Birth Center team wants to remind everyone that we're here to support your family's breastfeeding journey by offering coaching and support before birth, during your hospital stay, and after you and your little one are back home.
Partly sunny, a high of 79 today. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 56. Partly cloudy and warm Tuesday and a high of 82. Tuesday night, a few clouds and a low of 58. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm. A 30% chance of showers late Wednesday night and a high of 83. Some nice weather over the weekend, a daytime high of 78 yesterday here at the studios. We'll be right in that ballpark again today. We're up 1 degree from the overnight low. Right now it is 54 degrees. Thompson Square on WRCO Radio, 54 degrees in Richland Center. Phil Nee with you this morning, and the Olympics now done. So there'll be some that'll have some issues. They've been watching it all the way like the 16 days, and watching some live coverage and some taped coverage. So now is the time to, I guess you can go back and watch the tape coverage. you know, but nonetheless, it's done for another 4 years. So it goes by quickly. The Paris Olympics, now they'll be kind of setting the sights on the L.A. Olympics coming up in 4 years. The tale's coming up later in sports this hour. Right now, the Gatlin Brothers.
Talking. He thinks he'll be the one to walk her to his room. But for all of his scheming, he's only dreaming. He might as well be gone, because she's got her eyes on the dance floor. She's made up her mind, and the lady takes the cowboy every time. 'Cause she's just
see you.
John Michael Montgomery on FM 100.9 WRCO. The French band Phoenix says it's imminently happy to have had the chance to celebrate with the athletes and the entire world. Among the closing ceremony highlights, groups and artists from all over the world came together to perform, and also several surprises along the way. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Billie Eilish, Snoop Dogg, and Dr. Dre performed on the beach, and French R&B singer Ezo closed the ceremony singing Frank Sinatra's My Way, which was an adaptation of the French song Comme d'habitude. Something like that. Anyway, the ending of the Olympics last night with lots of pomp and circumstance. Right now, WRCO 6:16, the time. Coming up, our news, weather, and sports update. Good weekend for the Brew Crew. Hometown and baseball got down to its final, section winners anyway, and getting down to the final four. It's the second week of high school football practice this week as well. So far, they have had it pretty good in terms of no really, really hot weather.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
Experience the hum, rattle, and roar during the 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Show in Baraboo, August 16th through the 18th. Explore hundreds of working antique steam and gas engines, along with models and miniatures. Transport to a bygone era with a captivating field demonstrations. Plus, enjoy a huge flea market, tons of food, and great entertainment. Admission just $10, 12 and under free with an adult. The 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, August 16th through the 18th. South 3347 Sand Road off Highway 33 between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-899-3131 today.
Good morning. It is now 6:20 today from WRCO. A reminder, Leach's Crossing between County Highway N and Red Hill Road in Clyde Township will be closed today beginning at 8 a.m. for the purpose of culvert replacement. Be aware of that. And coming up this week, this is the week that the Richland Center Lions monthly car cruise and burgers night will be held Thursday night from 5 until 8. That will be at the Richland County Fairgrounds. As a part of the Richland Hospital and Clinic's centennial celebration, the Richland Hospital is sponsoring free admission to the Woodman Aquatic Center this Friday, August 16th, as a thank you to the community and to encourage a very healthy, active lifestyle as well. Those reminders from Community Calendar.
Always thought you loved that black C-71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with Little Miss Jane.
I want to learn how to say a lot more yes and a lot less no. Girl, I want to dance and shout and love out loud and come alive. I want to be the guy too cool to laugh and too scared to cry. I want to live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. I want to make shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop forgiving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth
Tim McGraw on WRCO reminding you that Edward Jones and Richland Center is holding its annual back-to-school supply drive through the month of August. Donations can be dropped off at the office in downtown Richland Center Monday through Friday from 8 until 3:15 each day. Coming up, a news update. It is 54 degrees with a little hint of sunshine this morning.
Experience a different way of living at Courtin Main Furniture and Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Courtin Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs for all your business signage needs. The forecast for today, partly sunny and a high of 79, mostly clear tonight, a low of 56, and Tuesday, partly cloudy and warm, a high of 82 degrees. Right now, it is 54.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. Some reminders about tomorrow's Wisconsin primary election. It's a partisan primary, so you can only vote for candidates in one party. There'll be five parties to choose from. The election clerks say you should follow the prompts vertically when you find the space for your party. Clerks also say it's important to turn your ballot over for races or referendums on the back. Wisconsin voters have a pair of constitutional amendments on the ballot Tuesday. The amendments would limit a governor's ability to spend federal funding without legislative action. Republican State Representative Tony Kurtz of Wanewoc said voters should approve both, citing the unprecedented COVID relief money. Kurtz said the over $4.8 billion from the federal government really didn't have a lot of oversight from the legislature. He said voters can put checks and balances in place by passing the amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution. Democrats, including Governor Tony Evers, strongly oppose the measures, arguing legislative involvement could slow or disrupt distribution of funds. The majority of states do have some level of legislative oversight on how federal monies are allocated. School is right around the bend, and now's the time to start adjusting kids' sleep schedules. UW-Madison Assistant Professor of Pediatrics Casey Freimiller said the amount of sleep needed depends on a kid's age. A 3-year-old needs about 12 hours, a 10-year-old about 10 hours, and that number goes down as they get older. Freimiller said if kids don't get enough sleep, they can have slower response times, mental fogginess, heightened emotional responses, and trouble remembering things they learn. She said parents should start adjusting their kids to school schedules by at least mid-August. A new president for the Wisconsin Technical College System.
Layla Merrifield has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the tech colleges. Her new role includes overseeing the state's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield also serves as executive director of the Wisconsin Technical College District Boards Association, which represents the trustees of the various technical college boards. Merrifield starts her new position September 9th. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Anyone can request a bilingual ballot in Wisconsin if you have at least 10,000 people and 5% of the voting population speak a non-English language. Bilingual ballots must be provided. If you speak another language that's not offered on a ballot, you are welcome to bring a translator all the way to the voting booth with you. Just talk to the chief inspector at your polling place. Keep an eye out for fake friend requests on your social media feeds. Better Business Bureau of President of Wisconsin President Jim Temer says getting a message like that from someone who's already on your list is suspicious. Scammers are after the information you keep personal or locked to friends and family only. That can include your home address, phone number, a list of your friends, and the sorts of things a scammer might want to make them make look a little bit more believable to other people. If you think a friend might have been hacked, contact them. Another way to let them know. A new missing child alert system launched in Wisconsin last week. The new system was developed after Governor Tony Evers signed the Prince Act, named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was found dead after going missing in Milwaukee. The Prince Act also honors 10-year-old Lily Peters, who went missing in Chippewa Falls in 2022 before her body was found along a trail. Neither McCree nor Peters' case met the criteria for an Amber Alert after being reported missing, and the new system will have less strict requirements for kids. The Walk with Grace wrap-up meeting will be held Thursday night at 6 at the Grace office, located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. All committee members, team members, and the community are encouraged to attend to share what they felt went well and what changes they would like to see for next year's walk. Today, Leach's Crossing between County Highway N and Red Hill Road in Clyde Township will be closed. That starts at 8 o'clock this morning for the purpose of culvert repair. And a Republican lawmaker who helped write the legislation is disappointed in the low number of applications for Wisconsin's Agricultural Road Improvement Program. State Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green said he's surprised, especially with a large number of town and county roads that need improvements to handle heavy agricultural and forestry traffic. Markline said the program, established through a bipartisan legislative effort, may not be renewed in the next budget if there weren't enough applications demonstrating a need for funding. The Agricultural Road Improvement Program has already distributed $50 million this year, and the deadline for the second round of $100 million is the end of September.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high near 80 with partly sunny conditions. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 56. Partly cloudy and warm Tuesday and a high of 82. A few clouds Tuesday night and a low of 58. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm. A 30% chance of showers late Wednesday night. A high of 83. Thursday, a high of 76 with occasional showers and thunderstorms. And Friday, 76, with rain likely in the morning and isolated showers left over in the afternoon. At the WRCO studios, currently after a midnight reading of 58 this morning. Otherwise, it's a pleasant morning. It's a cool morning. Skies have cleared this morning, and we are back down to our overnight low today. It is 53 degrees.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Sports Time is next. It is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at some local baseball from yesterday, and the Brewers dropped one, but certainly have had a good run of games in the last week.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports. Yesterday, home talent baseball, the sectional finals were held. In the West, it was Verona over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 12-1. In the North, Sauk Twins with a win 4-3 over Ashton. In the East, Sun Prairie 9-3 over Monona. And in the Southeast, Evansville edged Fort Atkinson by a score of 2-1. The Western section will be doing battle this week with the East and the Southeast at the North in the Home Talent League Baseball Final Four Round Robin Tournament. Richland Center Volleyball Camp is this week. T-shirt sizes are needed for elementary through middle school players. To register for camp, you can still do so today, or t-shirt entry. For more information, you can check out the Hornet Volleyball Facebook page or call or text Jamie Johnson at 604-7751. RC Volleyball Camp runs this week through Thursday. It was a quiet weekend for the Brewer Bats, but they still took the series from Cincinnati. The Reds prevailed by a score of 4-3 Sunday for their only win, and Milwaukee batters combined for just 7 hits total in 2 weekend games. Third baseman Joey Ortiz gave his team an early lead with a 2-run home run in the second. After the Reds went ahead 3-2, Willie Adames tied it with a run-scoring single in the sixth. Spencer Steer's sacrifice fly gave Cincinnati the win. Joe Ross took the loss in relief, even though he went 3 innings and gave up only 1 hit along the way. Also impressive was a pitcher back from the DL. It was D.L. Hall, getting back on track for the Brewers.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher, at least he showed today. Some very capable hitters over there in that lineup.
Some other action from baseball yesterday. It was Miami 7-6 over San Diego, Colorado 9 and Atlanta 8. Arizona beat Philadelphia 12-5 and the Dodgers 6-5 over Pittsburgh. In the American League, Tampa Bay 2, Baltimore 1, Oakland 8, Toronto 4, Houston 10-2 over Boston. The Yankees got the win against Texas 8-7, Cleveland 5 and Minnesota 3. Interleague action saw the Angels defeat Washington 6-4, Detroit 5, San Francisco 4, and Seattle 12-1 over the New York Mets. The Packers were impressive in a 23-10 win in the preseason opener Saturday, even though the starters watched most of the game. Quarterback Jordan Love played only the first series, connecting on a 65-yard scoring pass to Dontavian Wicks for a touchdown. The Green Bay defense played a few minutes more than the offense, showing off its new 4-3 alignment. The result was 3 first-half sacks. The Packers play at Denver Sunday night for their second preseason contest. Here is Coach Matt LaFleur reflecting on the game.
It was good to get back out there, and I know our guys, it's been getting a little chippy in practice. It was good to go up against somebody new, and I loved how our guys competed in all three phases, and I thought they put a lot of good tape out there. I thought the things that we were looking for in terms of the effort and running the football and finishing, I thought that it was on point. I'm sure there's some things that we can work on and get better at, but all in all, it was great to see we got everybody in the game, and I thought everybody made contributions.
Games played yesterday in NFL preseason action. Denver 34, Indianapolis 30, and the Rams edged Dallas 13-12, the final score. Paris has closed out 2.5 extraordinary weeks of Olympic sports and emotion with a star-studded show in France's National Stadium. The French capital has handed over hosting duties for the Summer Games to the next city in line, Los Angeles, in 2028. Hollywood star Tom Cruise descended from the top of the stadium to the Mission Impossible theme song before taking the Olympic flag from star gymnast Simone Biles, putting it on the back of a motorcycle and roaring out of the stadium. Los Angeles is looking to prove that topping Paris is not mission impossible. The French capital made spectacular use of its cityscape, with the Eiffel Tower and other iconic monuments serving as backdrops and venues. The Olympics now come to a close. The U.S. did well. They led in the medal count with 126 to China's 91, 65 for Great Britain, France with 64, and Australia 53 medals total. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mama's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mama's house.
Thomas Rhett featuring Morgan Wallen on WRCO Radio. Hank Bray has arrived. He is here, and he'll be sleeping under the desk here, getting ready for our performance a little bit later on today. We'll see how we do in terms of jokes collected. Hopefully we did all right. Saw a lot of good friends and familiar faces and met some new people during Walk with Grace on Friday night at Richland Center's Kruska Park. Just a tremendous night. And it's probably maybe not the best night ever, but it had to be really close in terms of weather. There was just a perfect little bit of a breeze, some sunshine and whatnot, and it wasn't too hot and it wasn't raining. We took the tent along just to protect our fair selves and our electric equipment on Friday night. But luckily, we didn't have to put it up. We didn't need it. The clouds kind of rolled through and things cleared off, and it went really well. Last year, we got almost done, about 15 minutes from being done, and got just drenched. So, I would say this last Friday night's weather for Grace might have been the best ever in the 21 years.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Brogan's retirement sale will end soon.
You heard right.
Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the store in just a few weeks.
Prices slashed again.
Now save 40% off most items throughout the store, including all remaining furniture, bedding, and mattresses.
Wow.
Save like never before or again. All remaining appliances in stock are reduced again, including all Speed Clean washers and dryers.
Plus,
prices slashed again on all power tools, lawn and garden power equipment, and the entire rental department. Brogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 5.
All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
It's fun for the whole family at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Bring the kids for the great carnival and plenty of kid-friendly activities. Admission to the fair is just $5 Thursday and Sunday, $10 Friday and Saturday, with kids 8 and under free. There are plenty of things for the kids during the day, all free with gate admission. For a full listing of all the fun happening, check out CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com for more information. See you in Gays Mills, August 22nd through the 25th for the Crawford County Fair.
Lots of things going on this coming weekend, including the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show. That's straight ahead this weekend, August 16th through the 18th in Baraboo. And be listening this week. We'll be giving you some opportunities to win some passes to get in the gate and enjoy the 296 acres of family-friendly fun. Yeah, it's good stuff. We'll be giving you the opportunity again a little bit later on this morning. Today, the forecast calls for partly sunny conditions and a high of 79, mostly clear, a low of 56 tonight, and Tuesday, partly cloudy and warm with a high of 82. Wednesday, 83 with a 30% chance of late night showers. Thursday, 76, dreary and humid with occasional showers and thunderstorms. In Richland Center, following a low of 53, we're at 54 degrees.
My first truck when I was three, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauling marbles and rocks, and thought it twice before I hauled a Barbie doll before the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss, and I began to understand it's something women like about a pickup man. Never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down the hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a good living. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. I made all my wives in traffic jams. It's just something women like about a pickup man. Like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire, roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. It's just something women like about a pickup man.
Mixtape featuring Joe Diffie and Post Malone on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing